No, Yonatia has had no news since our colleague was abducted from his house next to Mogadishu on Saturday night.
Is there any particular reason why this gentleman would be the target of militants in Mogadishu?
Yonatia has no idea why our colleague was abducted. All we can say is that he was playing a key role in our humanitarian efforts in the area around Mogadishu. He was one of the person in charge of all the aid and assistance provided to the people who were displaced after having fled Mogadishu.
So he was a well-known figure in the capital city, is that correct?
Yes, he has been working for many years as a humanitarian for UNHCR, and he was providing help to the people who have fled Mogadishu, trying to relieve their sufferings until the day he was taken from his home, where he was spending the evening with his family, with his wife and children.
Has his abduction affected UNHCR operations in Somalia?
For the moment, we are still trying to assess the situation, but of course it will affect our operations because he was one of the person in charge of the distribution of aid. He had been in charge of distribution of aid to about 40,000 people around Mogadishu 1 month ago, and there was a second wave of distribution which was going to take place in three different places around Mogadishu. And of course, this is probably going to be postponed.
Any idea how long it might be postponed?
We really have no idea for the moment. It's too early. We're still trying to figure out what is happening.
Do you know what the effects will be as a result of this postponement?
Well, the people who have fled Mogadishu and who are currently on the road, living in very precarious shelters, directly under the rent, they desperately need help. They need to be given all kinds of utensils, especially to protect their family from the rents, which have become very heavy in the past weeks. And of course, the fact that aid distribution is disturbed is directly affecting these people who are desperately in need of assistance.
Now, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, is quoted as saying, "We demand the immediate and unconditional release of Hassan Mohammed Ali." Has there been any response to his demand?
To this day, we still don't know why he was abducted and by whom.